The purpose of this video is to make coughing into one's sleeve fashionable and even patriotic. It's the right thing, the polite thing to do.
According to communications director Heather Sawyer, the five-minute production, Why Don't We Do It in Our Sleeves, was presented to all of the district school nurses. The video is a lighthearted treatment of a serious subject for Anchorage schools, how to minimize the certain spread of the H1N1 or swine flu now that students and staff are returning to the classrooms.
It is customary to cough and sneeze into one's hands, supposedly to prevent the spread of germs. But germs get onto the cougher's hands and are spread to telephones and doorknobs, and from there they are spread to other people's hands and mouths and who knows where else. The best place to cough is into fabric, such as one's sleeve, where germs are trapped while they desiccate and die.
The film then rates in Olympic judge fashion various sneeze containment maneuvers.
10. Perfect.
Nine.
Hand on opposite
Great.
Shoulder
Nine.
Creates a mask
no
deal.
About messing up his beautiful suit. Pathetic.
Awful, not
zero.
Jeez. What planet did he come from?
Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como told the school board that this week parents and guardians will receive a letter about H1N1 measures their families can take. The letter is signed by both Como and Dr. Bruce Chandler, medical officer for Anchorage's Municipal Department of Health and Human Services. The letter describes symptoms, fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, headache, chills and fatigue, and occasionally diarrhea and vomiting. While most reported cases have been mild, as with seasonal flu, severe illnesses and death have occurred. Those at greatest risk for the severe cases are infants and young children, pregnant women, and persons with underlying health problems. The influenza is primarily spread person to person through sneezing and coughing, but sometimes by touching an object with flu virus on it and then touching one's mouth or nose. To reduce transmission, Como and Chandler urge that sick children, along with infected faculty and staff, should stay home. Persons who become ill at school with H1N1 symptoms will be immediately isolated. The district will not close schools unless so many faculty and/or student absences prevent the school from functioning. Vaccination is advised when the vaccines under production become available, and of course, keeping your sneezes to yourself. Or, rather, your sleeve.
So, in keeping with the recommendations of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, why don't we just do it in our sleeves? It's the right thing. It's the polite thing to do. And remember, if you make a mistake and cough or sneeze into your hands, please wash them immediately.
The district plans to air the video on its television channel 14, as well as presented at various school gatherings involving parents and the community. And the upper left-hand corner of the Anchorage School District website contains a tab leading to prevention measures, treatment advice, and district updates with some information in five other languages besides English. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.